One night we decide to go back to Cambodia, and we try to find a cart, a cow cart, so we can put stuff and put my mom back. When we came, my mom got to stay in on the cart too, the cow's cart too. And then they just said, don't go back, stay with us. We let you stay in our place until you find something and you can go and find and do buy and sell a little thing in the market. So we decided to stay, and we thought maybe if we go back it's not good. Maybe Vietnamese might do something to us. And when we left, we sold all the things, you know, and we give all the thing away. So it had to start all over again. So we decided to stay. And we got stuck in that camp for about 2 years. And a lot of fighting while we were there, maybe 5-6 times.
What's the name of that camp?
Nong Samit camp. Sometimes they call Chumrum Thamai, like new camp. And we stayed at that border camp, and there was some fighting between Cambodian soldier, between one group to the other group. Sometimes Vietnamese, and sometimes the soldier in the camp, they fight each other, argue each other. And at that time I was in the market, sell some stuff to make the living. And each time we had to run away. Sometimes we grab something, sometimes we left that thing, we just had some money. And then we start all over again, bought stuff from the Thai people and sold at the market to make a living a little bit. And we ran many times, several times when we were there. And luckily we never get hurt from the gun, the bullets or anything. And when I was escaped, I saw somebody, you know, had gunshot the leg and all that, but we were so lucky. Then we did not dare to walk across the forest to Kawidang camp, because we were afraid, no man in the family. We were afraid that we got raped and all that. And my mom, she's so weak, so old to walk at night. And my mom's relative who came with us from Cambodia, they left us in the camp. They younger, stronger, so they did not want my mom to come along, because she's so weak. They were afraid that we all might get caught, you know, during walking in the forest. So they left us. We stayed there, and we did not dare to move. We did not dare to say that we tried to get to Kawidang camp if they knew they will, you know, torture us, because they think that we try to leave the country and all that. So we just leave there quietly and try to make a living each day, and try to make friends with people who have men in the family, so they can help to protect us during the night. Nobody come and bother us and all that.